Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 226 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, we're going to talk about Melanie and Caroline's spring break trip. We're going to talk about Alex's first college visit. We're going to talk about a television show I've watched recently. And we're going to tell you our plan for the Harry and Meghan interview response and analysis, because there's a plan. As always, we would love for you to stop by our Amazon shop. It's where we put a lot of the things that we talk about and use frequently. To amazon.com/shop/bigboo. Alrighty, everybody. Hope you enjoy episode 226. Hey, everybody, this is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
And Melanie is in Dallas.
I am in Dallas. I'm recording from a remote location today. I'm on spring break 2021. Mm-hmm. Ironically, wearing my 2020 fun sweatshirt from Milk and Honey.
Oh, good.
Right this mm-hmm. moment. Now, I came to Dallas. Caroline and I did not have plans for spring break because she had a couple of days off from soccer. And so we had friends in Dallas that we wanted to come see. And so I'm with all my college friends. And essentially, like Sophie just said, I basically am having my own college spring break is what's happening.
It makes me so happy. You're living really, it's like you're living your life of 30 years ago, but with some sense this time, right?
It is. Yeah. And with sense and with more money. And so like our restaurant choices have been better.
Yes. Oh, that's such a good point. Like,
yeah.
Cause you work now and that's so helpful.
Yeah.
You know, as opposed to college.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're not like, hey, let's just stop at the convenience store and buy something we can eat for dinner. You know, like we've had, so we got in Saturday. So Caroline had soccer Friday night. Then we drove up Saturday. And we got here, so we took Perry's truck cause my car's been having some problems. So mm-hmm. I need you to know that we're in the Toyota Tundra. We drive to Dallas.
My word.
I've eaten nothing but Mexican food since I got like every single day. That's what we've had is different Mexican
well
restaurants. And in mm-hmm. fact, today, so my friends, Jamie and then Gully flew up last night. So Gully flew up cause she didn't want to miss out. So Gully's here. And so today we all met, which actually this is, but we wanted to go see. So when Jen passed away mm-hmm. at the time, she had donated her body to science to be studied because of the right. way, because of her cancer and all of that stuff. So she didn't have it. They didn't have a burial at the time. But since then she's been buried and her headstone was just finished. And so Height had suggested Sunday night, he said, we ought to go out. Let's go out and see Jen's, let's go visit Jen. And so we were aww. Like, okay, so Gully got in from the airport last night. We picked her up. And so Height was like, so I'll come pick y'all up at 11. He said, we'll go see Jen and then we'll go. And Gully was like, what? And Jamie was like, we're going to the cemetery. And Gully was like, and I was like, no, we'll be fine.
Oh,
we'll be fine. So we did. So Height came and picked us up and we went out to visit Jen. And we did get really tickled in that way when you know somebody as well as we knew Jen. Cause like, if you could have seen the four of us stumbling around there, trying to figure out where she was and like oh. to find her. Mm-hmm. And then Jamie was like, I came out here with her. And she was like, I remember her saying, look, I have a view of the water. So we just kind of kept like, where's the water? Like where?
Bless it.
But it was really sweet. It was a sweet moment. And we went out and did that and we cried some tears, but it was the four of us stood there and see, I'm going to get choked up. Like the four of us stood there today. Mm-hmm. And I was like, our common thread was Jen. That's how each yep. of us know each other, you know, like, mm-hmm. and Jamie's husband, Trevor, that's how they met. Like, it's so weird to see how, like, what an impact she had on all of us. She's how I met Perry. Like, I was like, right. she's the thread that like wove us all together. And so it just felt really sweet. And we felt like she would be real tickled about. And so it made me go back because I've saved all my texts with Jen on my phone. Mm-hmm. And I remember her texting me the day that she had gone and picked out her gravestone because she's sort of like where she was going to be. And she said that she told him she needed the cheapest possible casket. Like, that's just how she was.
Oh.
And so anyway, it was really sweet. So we did that. And then we were going to go to lunch and we were talking about, and Height was like, what about Zoe's? And I was like, no, I want to go somewhere that I can't go in San Antonio. Like, let's go somewhere else. And so we ended up at this, and I can't remember what the name of it was, but it was this total health food type thing. Like the menu was a lot of cauliflower and quinoa and things. And I already knew Gully was not going to like, and so we kind of all stood there and looked at the menu and Height said, you know, there's a Mexican restaurant three doors down. And we were like, okay, so we...
This feels like a better choice.
I said, it is my spring break, so I don't really want to spend it eating cauliflower. So anyway, so it was super fun. We've had a great time. Hey, it's me here to tell you about NuCalm. Stress, sleep, recovery, these things shape how we perform in our homes, in our workplace, with our families. I know I need more sleep, but it is so hard for me to turn my brain off, because my body thinks 2 a.m. is a great time to worry about all manner of insignificant things, like what's my best friend from third grade doing? What am I going to cook for dinner 2 weeks from now? Things that do not matter, but they get on the pillow with me and I stay awake. So one thing I've added to my daily routine, and it has helped make a noticeable difference, is NuCalm. I was having to get up at night and take melatonin most nights just to get to sleep or go back to sleep, but NuCalm has really made a difference. It helps my mind relax and gets me in the right space to be able to fall asleep and stay asleep. There's so much stress right now for all of us, and we've got to find ways to let our mind unwind. Stress is unavoidable. It just is what it is, especially in 2021, and it's imperative to your health and happiness to be able to manage stress and not be managed by it. NuCalm gives you the power to slow down and get some distance, which will allow you to respond better to the demands of everyday life. NuCalm accomplishes this by interrupting acute stress at its source and by bringing you into the calming brainwave patterns that are associated with relaxation, greater awareness, intuition, and provide a calming sensation. NuCalm is clinically proven in over 1 million sessions to improve your sleep, reduce your stress, and boost your recovery without drugs and side effects. The NuCalm system uses cutting-edge neuroscience and consists of 3 non-invasive and non-pharmaceutical items, all of which are included in your monthly subscription that costs less than a daily cup of coffee. That's a good deal. The whole process is easy to use and to work into your daily routine to achieve better sleep, a reduction in stress, and boost your recovery. Do what I did. Own the day with NuCalm and make 2021 the year that you manage your stress better. We have a special link set up specifically for our listeners. Go to bigboonucalm.com and get 50% off your 30-day subscription of NuCalm and their money-back guarantee. That's bigboonucalm.com. bigboonucalm.com.
Well, I love that. I mean, there's nothing better than time with your college friends. It's the most fun.
It is fun. We've had a really good time. So,
what's the best Mexican you've had since you've been there?
Oh my gosh, it's so hard. It's all so good, because I said Dallas Mexican food is like kind of more, it's less Tex-Mex than San Antonio in a way, like, and maybe a little more upscale. But last night I went with Height and Jamie and Trevor and we went to Muchachos.
Okay.
And they have these really good like steak nachos, and it's like real grilled steak on top of the nachos.
You are saying all words I like.
Yes.
You know how I feel about nachos. It's my favorite.
So good. And they have a really good skinny margarita that has like, you can get like the chili lime salt, so it's a little spicy. And their chips are so good. Like, it's, I think that maybe is my favorite. And we sat out on a patio, so it felt real spring breakish to be out on a patio and the weather's so pretty.
I'm a little jealous. I mean, yeah. I really am a little jealous of the carefree spring break situation. It's how delightful.
I know. It's been really good. Like, we've had a really good time. So it's been fun and I can't remember the last time all of us have had this much time together. And then tonight, right. Height's cooking us all dinner at his house. He's having a little dinner party for us. And there's talk of a carrot souffle that he's going to have.
Oh my goodness.
And I heard Ina Garten's chicken was mentioned. And so it just feels like we got a whole thing going on. It's been really fun. So, because really we haven't all been together in a long time.
Well, and I think there's a whole, like, you know, when you go through phases, you know, you're all friends in college, and then everybody kind of moves away and gets their jobs, and then sometimes, you know, if people get married or if they don't get married or if they have kids or if they don't have kids, it's like everybody's life station doesn't, or I don't know if that's the right term, life season. Everybody's life season doesn't really match up and you feel like you're kind of all going in different directions. And then there's something that happens that we're kind of sitting at the beginning of where suddenly everybody's kind of in the same place again.
Yeah.
And it's really the first time that has happened since college.
Yeah.
You know, where most people, if they've had children, their children are older, or, you know, if they haven't, they're usually at a stage in their career where they have a little bit more freedom.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just everybody kind of ends up on a similar page again. And it's really fun.
Yeah. It's been really fun. And I think that's it, is it's like, because we're here and Caroline's here, but she's with her friends. So she's doing her thing. And Jamie's kids are, you know, they're on their own because they're old and teenagers. And so it's like, we can kind of all just do what we want to do. Like nobody, like I texted Caroline this morning, she wasn't even awake. And I was like, hey, I'm gone. I'll be back later. Text me if you need me, the end. Mm-hmm. So, although I do have to tell you, so Caroline and I got out yesterday afternoon just because we were going to look for a dress for her. She needs a dress for an upcoming thing that we hope happens, I guess, based on what's going on. So I was like, well, why don't we go shop a little bit or whatever? And so so we texted Jamie's sister who lives here and we were like, because she has daughters. And I was like, what are some good spots to go look? Because I was thinking I want to do like boutique-y, not, you know, mall. And so she suggested a couple of places. And so, but one of the places she suggested was called Love Shack Fancy. Do you know about Love Shack Fancy?
I do not.
Well, apparently it's not just, it's a chain of stores. But the one in Dallas, which we didn't realize, actually just opened up on Saturday. So we were there like the second day it was opened, which explains why it was so packed.
Okay.
So we went in to Love Shack Fancy. First of all, I need to paint this picture. So it's in Highland Park Village, which is like Highland Park Village has like Balenciaga, Louis Vuitton, Fendi. I mean, it's like the most normal store is an Anthropology.
Right.
So it's like high dollar. So first of all, we pull up. And everybody, it's like Range Rover, Porsche, Ferrari, Maserati, and we're in Perry's Toyota Tundra truck. So
well done.
Already feel a little out of place. And then before we went into the store, I was eating the leftover chili limon corn nuts that I had bought on Saturday.
From Bucky's,
that's right. And
I actually saw those the last time we were at Bucky's and I thought that feels like a Melanie Schenkel snack to me.
Oh, they're so good. And Trevor had already made fun of me because when we got here, he backed Perry's truck in the driveway for me because they have a real long driveway. And I was like, I don't want to try to do that. And he got out and he goes, who's eating the corn nuts? And I was like, it's me. And I was like, I don't even care. It's a road trip. Leave me alone. Like I want to eat my corn nuts. So it wasn't lost on me that I was at Highland Park Village in eating corn nuts in a truck. And then we went in Love Shack Fancy and I'm going to tell you, it was fancy. The whole front of the store is covered in fake flowers. It's like flowers everywhere. When you go in and it's an explosion of pink and ruffles and stuff.
Oh my goodness.
Like it was sensory overload. It was, I'm going to tell you what it was like. It was like Turtle Creek Lane had come to town. I mean, that's what.
Okay. She had decorated for Easter.
It was. It was like a turtle. It was, the whole store was like, if she had popped up there, I would have been like, of course you're here. So the whole thing was so much. And like Caroline was kind of looking at dresses and she pulled one out, this white one. And she goes, I kind of like this. And I was like, yeah, that's pretty. And she kind of like showed me the price tag. Well, you know, I can't see well with my eyes. And so I looked and I go, that's fine. I said, that's reasonable. Because what I thought it said was $145.
Oh.
What it said was $1,145.
Oh.
And I was like, oh.
Y'all just excuse me. I'll be walking back out to my truck now.
Yes.
Thank you.
Sorry, I've got to get back to my corn nuts. And so then I asked the girl. So then she did find another dress that was a little more reasonable. And she was like, I want to try this on. And I was real thrown too, because this is a whole other, is the styles right now. And the young girls that were, you know, which Dallas is much more fashion forward than San Antonio. But the girls in there were all wearing, like that were all Caroline's age, had on the frilliest, floofiest dresses. Like eyelet and ruffles and puffy sleeves. And it really throws me off because I think because of the pandemic, I haven't seen girls dressed up in so long. And then it's so much. I'm like, is this what we're wearing? Like,
listen, somebody said last weekend there were a school had had a dance and there were some pictures that had popped up on Instagram. And somebody said, we are living in straight up Dynasty 2.0.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I said, that is the truest thing. A lot of rap thing. You know how Linda Evans liked her a sash?
Yes.
And the poofy sleeves and all that, like everything is like hyper feminine.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it's kind of, it's funny to see it circle back around.
It is. And it's like, and I think because that hasn't totally gotten to San Antonio yet, and I'm not anywhere where I've seen young people dress up in a long time for anything, that I was like, oh, this is what we're wearing. But then here was the part of it. What they're wearing it with are like Nike high tops.
Sneakers.
Total sneakers, like all, but like, but not just like sneakers, because I've seen the Air Force Ones, but like straight up like Nike basketball shoe high tops. And I was like, well, this is so interesting to me. So all that threw me off. So then we asked the girl. So Caroline found a dress she was going to try it on. I was like, fine. Part of me just wanted to see her in it, because I was like, this is the girliest, ruffliest thing I've ever seen you want to try on. I'm so curious to even see. I feel like it's going to look like a Halloween costume, but I was like, whatever, let's try it. So she asked the girl, because there's moms and daughters everywhere and everybody's dressed to the nines except for us, because we're just here for spring break. And so we're sitting there and we asked the girl, Caroline's holding the dress, and she was like, is there a line for the dressing room? Now, granted, there's like three dressing rooms in this whole store. Is there a line for the dressing room? And the girl was like, there's really not a line. You just have to grab one when you see it. And I was like,
okay. All right.
And I had just seen the Bath and Body Works video where the people got in a brawl. And I thought, this feels like that could happen here over a dressing room. So Caroline looked at me and she was like, I don't really need to try it on that bad. And I was like, good. And so we got back in the truck and I said, do you think any of those other moms just got back in the truck to eat some more corn nuts before they went to their next?
Listen, if they're living right, they did.
That's right.
They sure did.
They're missing out. They're missing out. So anyway, so that was our shopping experience. But it gave us, it was a great story. We've laughed about it all day because I was, we were so overwhelmed by the whole thing.
Hey, it's me taking a quick break to tell you about HelloFresh. You can get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door with HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. HelloFresh lets you skip those trips to the grocery store, which is the best, and makes home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. I can spend so much time trying to figure out what to cook each week, and I find myself just making the same things over and over again because I get in a rut, and I just decide, hey, we're having tacos again. Especially right now when we're full on in the middle of soccer season, which means I need quick, easy dinners. I don't want to have to think about going to the store. It's harder to plan. HelloFresh is the perfect way to make that happen and still have a delicious dinner for my family. I was just telling a friend yesterday, she was asking, she said, do you really use HelloFresh? And I said, yes, I love it, because she's somebody who doesn't like to cook. And I said, it makes it so easy because number one, you don't have to come up with what you're cooking. You don't have to find a recipe. You don't have to worry about the ingredients. It's all so simple. Whether you're a new cook that has never done it before or somebody who's been cooking in your kitchen for years, it's just a great way to have a reset. HelloFresh cuts out stressful meal planning and grocery store trips so you can enjoy cooking and get dinner on the table in about 30 minutes or less. And eating healthier has never been easier with low-cal, carb-smart, vegetarian, and pescatarian options every week. And no matter what you choose, every single recipe is packed with fresh produce sourced directly from farmers. Plus, HelloFresh's Easy Eats offering has tons of quick and easy meal solutions like 10 to 20 minute meals, low prep recipes, and quick breakfast and lunches. It's perfect for a busy schedule. We have loved every meal we've gotten from HelloFresh. I've made things that I never would have made on my own, and all the recipes are delicious. They're easy to follow. Everybody eats them. We get excited when we have leftovers. And I've even had Caroline start making them because I think it'll be a great option for her when she goes off to college and eventually has to learn how to cook for herself. You can go to HelloFresh.com/BigBoo12 and use code BigBoo12 for 12 free meals, including free shipping. Again, that's HelloFresh.com/BigBoo12 and use code BigBoo12 for 12 free meals, including free shipping. Remember, HelloFresh, it's America's number one meal kit, and there's a reason for that. You'll love it as much as I do.
I had to run a Nordstrom Rack on Saturday to return some, what was I returning? I think it was some shoes. It was some sandals that I'd ordered. Mm-hmm. And it was the first time I've been back in a store in, I guess now a year.
Yeah.
Where it was pretty crowded. Like there were a lot of people in there. Mm-hmm. And I looked like somebody who had found themselves in the middle of a maze and was looking for the way out. I mean, I felt like I was just shy of putting my hands on the glass and saying help. Like it was just, it felt like so much activity. And I, like I returned my shoes and I was like, well, I'll go look and see. And I made it about 4 minutes and I was like, goodbye. I can't.
Yes.
It's so weird, but it's like, well, people are close to me, and yeah. I don't know. It was the strangest thing. I did.
Yeah.
I thought, well, I'm going to have to reacclimate to this if I do, because I also enjoy the online shopping a lot.
Yeah. It was just better. And I told Caroline, I said, look, I said, here's what we need to do. I said, this is what Revolve.com is for. Like, we need to go home and just order 20 dresses and try them in the comfort of our own home and send back what we don't like, because we both, I mean, like, we left and I was like, do you want, and she was like, I'm exhausted. Like, we stopped and got coffee. We were done. And I used to love to shop in part. Like, I used to love to be in a store, but I do think it's the whole thing of you're crowded, which you're not used to, and you have on the mask, you know, which then it makes me feel like I can't see, even though I know that's stupid, but I can't. So right. I don't know.
Your senses are impaired. Yeah.
That's it. I'm about to tell my daughter to try on a $1,000 dress because that seems reasonable because I can't see. And so I was like, we need to reevaluate. But yeah, I thought, I'm pretty much going to stick to online shopping.
Well, we had last week, this was not a shopping experience, but Alex had his first college visit. So he's a junior, if people don't know. So, well, he would be a senior if he hadn't done a year of kindergarten in between regular kindergarten and first grade. And so, because he didn't like to cut things with scissors.
And that seemed really important at the time.
It did. It did. So, anyway, so he is, you know, kind of just starting to tippy toe a little bit into the whole college thing. And so he had a visit at Sanford, which is here in Birmingham. We have a lot of close friends who went to Sanford and love Sanford. And so we also have a friend who works at Sanford, and she had set up the visit for him and a couple of his friends. And so I was trying to be like breezy, you know, like, what, this is no big deal. Look how casual I am. Yeah. It's weird. Like, but I apparently I was really failing at my attempt to be breezy, because we were right outside the entrance to Sanford about to turn in. And I said, I thought very casually, look how green everything is. And he said, as grass is. And I said, well, I can tell I'm just the picture of try hard right now. So, which it tickled me at the time.
Yeah.
As grass is.
As grass.
Yeah, it is green. That's true. It was extra green, I felt like. But anyway, but we had the best day. It was
so fun. That's good. So did he like it? Like, what is his, is it in the running? Like, what's his feeling? I know that's lot to
he really enjoyed it. And I think, you know, anytime you visit a school that's in your hometown, I think probably your feeling is that it's going to feel just like you're in your same old hometown setting. And I think what he saw was he didn't.
Yeah.
And so he really liked it. And we had great tour guides and just a great day. And everybody was so kind, and it was informative, and it was a gorgeous day. The campus was beautiful.
Yeah.
And so he really liked it.
Okay.
I think it's in the running a little bit. So
I love that.
So next estate, which there may be a little bit of a
little bias, little bias
there. Yeah. But anyway, but I think it's fun. It's fun to kind of figure out what you like and where you want to be and all that kind of stuff. So
that's good.
I don't know. It felt like a new little chapter.
It's a new, and I think it hits you. So this is funny, because when Caroline and I left Saturday morning and we're driving, and you know, lately I've told you this, I've been like, I mean, I know that I'm going to be sad, but like, I'm ready for her to go. She needs to go. It's time to go. I feel. And so like, she and I had hit like Austin on our drive, and we were kind of talking about A&M because like the next phase of housing opens up this week, and she's found a girl that's going to be her roommate. And we were talking about all that. And I said, and I just started talking, and I said, you know, I said, the thing is, as I said, is your whole world's about to open up. And I said, and I'm so excited for you. And I know I'm going to be sad to see you go, but I'm really so. And she was like, what just happened? Like, and I didn't know I was about to do that.
Oh, the feelings.
Listen. And I kept trying to rebound, and I was like, okay. And I was like, no, but what I'm saying is, you're going to meet somebody, and your world is just, it's going to be amazing. Like, I could not get it together. And she's like, we got to change the subject. And I was like, and she was like, I know I'm going to be excited, but I'm going to be kind of sad for you and Dad. And I was like, don't you be sad for us, because we are not going to be sad. Like, it was.
Did you read her a poem? Did you read her If by Rudyard Kipling or something like that?
I did. She curled up in my lap and I read her, I love you forever, forever. Mm-hmm. You know what? I was like, oh my gosh. I was like this. I was like, okay, time to. And so then we like moved on. But we both laughed about it because I was like, I was trying so hard to tell her how great I was going to be. And I clearly was not.
Right. I'm so happy for you.
Do not be sad for your dad.
Well, I know it's a weird deal. I mean, Alex turns 18 this weekend.
Oh, that is crazy to me. I mean, that is just crazy to me. 18, like that's an adult. I mean, technically.
I know. I mean, who thought that was a good idea?
God, well, he couldn't cut, so that's why he's an 18-year-old junior, because those scissors, that was really going to keep him out of college.
I know. He couldn't cut well. He didn't like the fine motor skill stuff. And now honestly, he still doesn't really like to cut, but but he has other gifts.
Yeah. So. And it's amazing how much being able to cut well doesn't really play into your full life experience. No. It's not really a job interview question.
But, you know, at the time I said, it'll give him another year with us. And I think, you know, it's given him a chance. I think, I don't know. I like who he is right now. So if, you know, an extra year of scissor skills was what it took for us to be in this place, then I think that's great. Yeah. So.
Well, and we're in the same, because I've thought that with Caroline, because she has such a late birthday. Like, she won't be 18 until August. And so, I mean, I've done the, like, what if I had held her back? Should I? But I'm like, you kind of make the decision, and then it is what it is. You're like, it all worked out the way it was supposed to. Like, it's all what it's going to be. So.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's me. Surprise. Here to talk to you about stamps.com. Because let's face it. Getting mail is great. Sending mail is great. But sometimes taking trips to the post office, it's just not how I want to use my time. It's just easier to be home. That's why I recommend mailing and shipping online at stamps.com. Stamps.com allows you to mail and ship anytime, anywhere, right from your computer. You can send letters, you can ship packages, and you can pay a lot less with discounted rates from USPS, UPS, and more. Stamps.com has saved businesses thousands of hours and tons of money. And with Stamps.com, you get the services of the post office and UPS all in one place. That's such a good thing. Plus, you get big discounts on mailing and shipping rates.
Here's what I love about Stamps.com. It brings the services of the U.S. Postal Service and UPS right to your computer. You don't have to wait in line. You don't have to dread that errand like I do. You don't have to wait until it's really way too late for you to mail off whatever it is you were supposed to mail off. Stamps.com to me is a must-have for any business. Whether you're a small office sending out invoices, an online seller shipping out orders, or even a giant warehouse sending thousands of packages a day, Stamps.com can handle it all with ease. It has helped me so much because I'm always needing to mail books and different things to people and organizations, and it eliminates the hassle. I can't tell you how much I dread going to the post office. It's so easy. You simply use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send. Once your mail is ready, just schedule a pickup or drop it off. It's that simple. With Stamps.com, you get discounts up to 40% off of post office rates and up to 62% off UPS shipping rates. Not to mention, Stamps.com is a fraction of the cost of those expensive postage meters. Stamps.com is a no-brainer to me. It saves you time and it saves you money. It eliminates the hassle, and it's no wonder nearly 1 million small businesses already use Stamps.com.
We hope that you will join us and stop wasting time going to the post office and go to stamps.com instead. There's no risk. And with our promo code BIGBOO, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in BIGBOO. That's stamps.com, promo code BIGBOO. Stamps.com, never go to the post office again. The other exciting thing that happened, well, this was the weekend, but I really wanted to watch a show. Like, I just wanted to get involved in a show and watch a show. I needed a story. I don't know how to explain it. It's just been a minute since I've really watched anything. Mm-hmm. And so I was kind of looking around, and I remembered that I had started The Flight Attendant on HBO Max back, I think, during Christmas holidays, but only got like through episode one. And I was like, oh, I want to go back and finish that. I just, you know, it was finishing the book and kind of got lost in the shuffle. So here's what I'm going to tell you. I loved it. I really loved it. Now, it's a little gory at times and the language is awful, but like it's really strangely funny and compelling. Uh-huh. And there's a whole story beneath the main story. Okay. Like there's a whole story with the main character that runs beneath. It's kind of interesting. Well, it's really interesting, actually. Anyway, so I watched, it's 8 episodes. They're about an hour long, and I finished it last night.
Okay. And how was it? Because I've heard so many people talk about it that it's somewhere on my hypothetical list that I keep in my head.
I think you would really like it.
Okay.
I think you would really like it because, I mean, I don't want to give too much away. I mean, the kind of the big setup happens in the first 10 minutes of the show, the big event of the show. And then the whole thing is a process of trying to put the pieces of that thing back together. But I think Kaylee Cuoco is really endearing, and she's a very imperfect heroine, but you start to see why she's such an imperfect heroine, which I always think is a really interesting thing as far as storytelling goes. I don't know. I just really liked it. I found it to be very intriguing, I think is the word I would use.
All right. I'm going to add it to my list. I feel like I have a lot of shows right now. I'm very behind. And like I told you, I have not even watched the Harry and Meghan interview yet. So this is Monday that we're recording this, and I'm going to watch it tonight, but I've been busy on my spring break. I've been,
I know. Listen, how have you had time? What with all the Mexican food and the new boutiques? I watched it last night. I actually watched it. I started it about 30 minutes after it started, so I wouldn't have to watch all the commercials.
Yeah, that's good.
And just kind of fast forwarded. But as I told you earlier, we're going to do a Patreon episode about it because we need some time to break it down.
To process
it. It's more than just a segment on a regular podcast episode. And I have already started an outline for that.
I can't wait.
Shared with you. And what's going to be interesting is I really don't know if you and I are going to see it the same way. It'll be interesting to see if we do. I think there's some things we will for sure see the same way.
Yeah.
But it's going to be interesting to see how our reactions.
Yeah. But I feel like I've had so many people. Truly, this isn't social media so many, but I truly have had so many people message and say, please tell me you and Sophie are going to do a thing. And we are. We're our Patreon will be recorded this week after I have a chance to watch it at least thrice to make sure that I'm getting all the nuances and such.
Yeah. I would like a chance to go back and rewatch it again tonight.
Yeah. Yeah.
But here's what y'all need to know is that when we talk about it on the Patreon episode, it's going to be the first time that we have really talked about it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. We're purposely not because we want it to be fresh. And so it's going to be all of our things. And I'm super excited about it. I can't wait to watch it. And I think that the big thing is I feel like because we're recording this Patreon, I feel like maybe the royal family will listen to it and really take what we have to say into account because we know them and we know how this really played out. Yeah.
I have some suggestions. I think that they would be interested in my suggestions.
Yeah.
I think that they might even need to contact me to elaborate on my suggestions.
That's right.
Yeah, it's a deal.
Yeah.
So
if the Palace PR department wants to call us for, you know, and listen to get some advice on maybe how to handle it and what it all looks like to the average American who has no stake in the monarchy whatsoever, I feel like we're a good call to make.
We really are. We consider ourselves completely unqualified, really not experts, but we're very interested
to talk about people. I did see somebody on Twitter that was like, who cares what the royals are doing? Why, who even cares? And I thought it is a valid point, but I was like, but for whatever reason it did, you texted me last night and you were like, this feels like our Super Bowl. And I thought true words have never been spoken. Like,
yeah, it really does. Uh-huh. And so we're going to break it down and probably surprise each other a couple of times in there, I imagine, too.
Yeah. Can't wait. I cannot wait.
So that'll be, I don't know, I guess that'll come out. I don't know when exactly it'll come out, honestly, because we have a lot of podcast stuff to do this week.
Yes.
But hopefully it'll be out by this weekend.
Yeah.
It would be my goal. So I'll be on the lookout for that.
Hey, it's me taking a quick break to tell you why I love Thrive Market. First of all, I love anything I can get delivered directly to my door. Secondly, I love shopping online and being able to read reviews to find out, is this good? Do people like it? Is it worth it? It helps me decide what to buy. Thrive Market is an online membership-based market on a mission to make healthy living easy and affordable for everyone. You can enjoy guaranteed savings and member-only prices. Thrive Market members save an average of $32 on every single order. For us, we have discovered so many things that we love, and what I love about Thrive Market is that I can get them all in one package. All my beauty products, all my supplements, all of my favorite snacks. We love Thrive Market's selection of granola. They have this Nature's Path Love Crunch with dark chocolate and red berries, and the Purely Elizabeth dark chocolate and sea salt are both delicious. We love their Chomps beef sticks. They're grass-fed and so unbelievably good. We love the Wisp cheese crisps. It's the perfect lunch or snack. Recently, we got the Late July jalapeno lime chips that are so good with fresh guacamole. I love snacking on the dry roasted and salted macadamia nuts, and they have this savory paleo snack mix that is so good. In fact, we were driving to Caroline's soccer game last week, and I realized that all of our snacks were Thrive Market snacks that we took for the game. And there's so much more. Y'all know that I'm getting into my health supplements. I love taking all these different things to try to fight aging and to make my skin look better and my hair look better. And I've started getting some of my very favorite health supplements from Thrive Market. There's an ancient nutrition collagen protein powder that I've started adding to my coffee in the morning because I figure it's got to help. They have my Hum Glow Sweet Glow gummies that I take for my skin and Hum Hair Sweet Hair for my hair. I love being able to get my beauty products, my snacks, my supplements all in one easy shipment. I've also recently discovered their Schmitz Multi-Surface Vinegar Cleaner with amber and aloe that is so great for cleaning so many different surfaces in my house, and it smells good and it doesn't smell cleany, it smells good. Shopping with Thrive Market is healthy without the hassle. You can easily shop by 70 plus diets and values like keto, paleo, gluten-free, vegan, non-GMO, fair trade certified, BPA-free, and more. You can skip the store and the lines. Thrive Market even has new membership options. You can get a 1 month membership for $9.95 a month or a 12 month membership for $5 a month, billed at $59.95. Join Thrive Market today to get 25% off your first order and an exclusive free gift. The only way to get this offer is by going to thrivemarket.com/bigboo. That's thrivemarket.com/bigboo to get the exclusive offer of 25% off your first order and a free gift. You can't get this offer anywhere else. It's just for Big Boo listeners. Go to thrivemarket.com/bigboo.
One discovery I made this weekend. Well, actually, I made two discoveries this weekend.
Oh.
After my Nordstrom Rack experience where I had to find my way out of the maze, I had to go return something to Target. Apparently, when you order things, sometimes you have to take them back.
Yeah.
And Target was not at all crowded. So I walked back, you know, all the who, what, where stuff.
Yeah.
I always think it's really cute, although it's a little bit of a costume on me, you know. But anyway, but I didn't know about this line they have that's called, do you know, it's called Knox Rose?
Oh, yeah. I know about Knox Rose. Yeah.
That it's kind of like their Free People vibe a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
Listen, you could go straight up Garanimals with that stuff if you wanted to, if you went too heavy with it. But there was actually a point where I had picked up this cardigan that was like an ombre kind of cardigan that was crocheted. And I thought, easy share. You don't have to take it quite that far. But I thought, like, for stuff that's super trendy, you know, like all the tie-dye stuff right now, there's a lot of embroidery right now and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
What a good little option. They had some cute stuff.
Yeah, I do think they have some cute stuff. I've bought a couple of different things from them. Like most recently they had a knockoff of the, why can't I think of the brand right now? But it's the army jacket that has stars on it. It's like olive green and it has the gray stars, and it's a knockoff of a more expensive one. It's really well done. I was like, that's cute. And so that, and then they do have some good flowy tunics and stuff like that. I feel like, I like their stuff.
And I like flowy pants for work, you know.
Yes.
And so they had some cute flowy pants. I got some flowy pants and I don't know. I thought it was cute. And then the other thing I discovered, because I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, I think, that my last Anastasia Brow Wiz pencil came with just a tiny bit of pencil in it. And then it all fell out. And I know I need to take it back. I had to deal with Sephora on another thing that where there was something missing from an order, and I had to call them, and it was just like, that was all the energy I had at the moment. So when I was in Target, I was like, I'm just going to pick up a brow pencil really quick. So e.l.f. has a brow pencil that's $5.
Oh.
And the color I wear in the Anastasia Brow Wiz is called Taupe. This color is also called Taupe. It's really close.
Okay.
Maybe even closer to what I would wear, like maybe even closer for somebody who's got fair skin and blonde hair. But I like it. The little e.l.f. pencil.
Okay. I love knowing that. That's a good tip.
Yeah, it is. It goes on great. It's not too thick. And then it has the little wand thing on the end so that you can brush your eyebrows. And so I just wanted to let everybody know I'm very impressed with the e.l.f. eyebrow pencil option. So.
Okay. That's good to know. Because sometimes I feel like I need a quick, like, I don't know why, but the Anastasia Brow Wiz, it runs out and I don't have time to get to Sephora or whatever. So that's good to know that there's a Target option.
Yeah, it's smaller, and so, like, I don't think it's going to last me a real long time, but at $5, I don't really expect for it
to.
Yeah,
I was going
to
say.
You know, I just need it to get me through to my next one, so it's a good option. Now, it's your turn to do five favorites.
Okay.
But before we do the five favorites, we would like to share some very exciting news.
Oh.
Do you know what it
is? Well, I was like, what? Tell me. What is it?
What is this exciting news? So, next week, for 6 weeks, we're going to have a bonus episode every week.
Yep. That's free.
That's like
a regular episode.
Yes. So, we are just trying some things.
Yeah.
Because I mentioned this on Patreon, but I'm not going back to school next year. Melanie and I are going to, I don't know that we'll expand this very small podcasting effort, but we're gonna work to make it better.
Yeah.
And so one of the things that we always want to do but rarely have the time to do is to talk to different people. We don't get to do a lot of interview stuff because we're too busy filling up, you know, 50-ish minutes with this brand of nonsense.
Exactly. And how much more nonsense can you come up with in 1 week?
So for 6 weeks, we're going to do a series. We're going to talk to some of our writer friends and some friends who are sort of help us with the writing side of our lives. And it's, they're just going to be like 30 minute episodes, not long episodes. They're going to come out on Monday. We're going to do it for 6 weeks.
Yep.
And it's all going to be a big surprise about who we're talking to, except maybe it won't be, but let's pretend like it is.
Yeah.
And we're really excited about it. And so we're just on those episodes, we're asking people five questions.
Yeah.
And listening to their answers and just soaking up their wisdom. So
yeah, I'm excited about it. I think it's a good, so y'all have to let us know because we thought it's kind of a fun thing to do. And I don't think we would add it all the time, but we may like just maybe different series or different people that we talk to or whatever, just because there are a lot of people out there that would be fun to talk to.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So that will start on Monday. I don't know what the date is. That would be the 15th?
That would be the 15th because today's the 8th. So yeah, that would be the 15th.
And they'll come out every Monday for 6 weeks. Uh-huh. And just in your regular podcast feed, you don't have to do anything else to hear them. They'll be right there for you on Monday mornings.
Yeah.
So
there you go.
Yay.
Yay. Yay us for trying something new.
Trying something new after 14 years, pretty much. go team.
You know, Enneagram 9s, we start slow and then we really taper off.
Yeah. What was it? A couple of weeks ago, Melanie and I were on a call with our friend Rita, and she said, "Do you like change?" And I said, "I do. I love change." She went, "Okay." And so later I was telling David about the call, and I said, "Rita asked me if I like change." He said, "What'd you say?" And I said, "I love change." And he went, "No, you do not."
No, not really.
He was like, "When have you ever initiated? Like, you never initiate change. You just are happy to go along if somebody else changes something." I was like, "Well, that's really accurate."
Yeah,
so 14
fair.
Years, we're shaking it up. Listen, who knows what'll happen? Here we go.
Yeah. The sky's the limit.
All right. So five favorites.
Okay, so my favorites this week, my five favorites. So I can't remember if I've mentioned these before. I don't know, think I've mentioned them as a favorite, but just because they're my standby, and I truly had a full moment of panic when I got to Dallas on Saturday and thought that I had left them at home. But I have my very favorite readers of all my readers are these progressive, multifocus, blue light blocking glasses that I got on Amazon. They run between $13 and $15. Okay. They are clear on that. They don't have a line, like, because they're kind of bifocal. But since they're progressives, they're just clear on top and then they're magnified on the bottom. So I can wear them while I'm watching TV. I can wear them at a restaurant and I can look at the menu and then I can still look at people across the table, and they're blue light blocking. So I feel like they are, of all my readers, I think I've ordered like four pairs now because I never want to be without them.
Okay. And so you had them with you. You did not, in fact, have to go in search of a pair of reading glasses.
I didn't, but I was so panicked that I was going to, because I'm like, then I'm just going to have to go to Walgreens and they're not going to have the progressives like I like, and it's going to be a whole situation. Mm-hmm. So, although, let me say this, that I maybe could have ordered them. So Jamie, yesterday morning, we were sitting here and I was telling her about Elta MD sunscreen. I was like, you've got to get it. It's the very best one. She ordered it that morning. Amazon delivered it to her by like three yesterday, same day.
Okay.
So I was like, we got something else going on here in Dallas. I don't know what's happening, but that was fast.
That is fast.
Isn't that crazy? So maybe I could have ordered them and it would have been. But anyway, if you need readers, I think these are really good. I get like the tortoise shell look. So they're cute. I think they're actually called leopard. But so they're stylish looking, but they're just, I love them. They're my very favorites.
Okay. Always, always love a reader suggestion.
Yes. So that's one. My second one is something that I just recently ordered. So I've had multiple pairs of earrings that have sadly befallen loss at the hands of the mask situation, because I know I probably need to just quit wearing hoop earrings because of the mask, but I can't. I don't want to quit wearing them.
No, you cannot steal my hoop joy.
No. And I'm like, just give me that. Like, we're in a pandemic. Just give me my hoops. So I ordered a pair, and the real final straw was I lost one of those really cute ones that I bought with you in Birmingham last summer, like kind of those gold hoops that were thicker. And one of those is somewhere in the parking lot, I think, of Sabor Casino. But I don't know.
I will go back and see if I can find you those hoops.
Well, if they had them. I mean, they were, and you know, I mean, I think they were $8. But
I know they were. They were very expensive.
They were very expensive luxury earrings. But I've kind of ordered different ones, but I finally found a pair that I really like. I got them from Nordstrom. They're $25. So just know they're pricey. Ooh. But they're halogen and they're sleek flat hoop earrings. So they're a hoop. I like them because they actually are a hoop that doesn't, like, they have an actual back to them that you put in. Because sometimes the ones that have the little thingy where you like click it in, to me, that mechanism starts to fail. I feel like
it does. It's unreliable. And if one of your stems gets crooked, it doesn't work anymore quite so well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I like the actual backs, but they're just a really good basic pair of hoop earrings. They're a good color. They're not too shiny. I just really like them. Good size. Okay. They're a good everyday hoop earring. So I'm really enjoying those. So
it's a staple.
It's a staple. They're the only ones I brought on my spring break trip. So
okay. That says a lot.
Yeah. So that. Now, my third thing is something that I discovered from Erin Moon, because we had talked to her and she mentioned, which is something I never really knew. It's okay. So the Friday Night Lights theme song is done by a group called Explosions in the Sky, who's a Texas band. And I guess it had never occurred to me, because I don't sometimes seek out more knowledge, that they would have more songs than just the Friday Night Lights theme song. And so, you know, I just, it had never even occurred to me. So after we talked to her, Perry and I, we had soccer that night. And so we had driven up to Dripping Springs and we were waiting on the game to start. So Caroline rides with us. So we get there super early. So we're sitting in the truck, just us. And so I put on Explosions in the Sky, and like, the sun was setting in Texas over a football field, which feels so poetic. And we put on that Explosions in the Sky. And even Perry was like, this is good. Like, what is this? It was so like soothing and peaceful. And it feels kind of familiar because it has that sound of the Friday Night Lights soundtrack.
I love this.
Yeah. But I just really enjoyed it. And I was like, that's going to be like a new writing soundtrack for me, because it's instrumental. It just has a real peaceful vibe.
I'm going to look it up right now.
Yeah. And they have a lot of music. I had no idea. But that to me was one of my favorite things I've found this week.
Okay.
And then the next thing is, so you know I love Bobby Sue's nuts that you get off of Amazon. But they're expensive and they're Amazon and sometimes they you know, there's a shortage, you can't get them. So this past week I went to Trader Joe's and they have everything but the bagel nuts now.
Yes,
at Trader Joe's that are the everything but the bagel seasoning. Now, I don't think they're quite as flavorful as Bobby Sue's, but they're not a bad substitute.
Right. Yeah, so, they're good. I've had them. They're tasty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's become a good midday snack. So I've been, cause I'm really trying to focus on my healthy fats right now. So
good for you.
Well, I'm trying. So of course now I've eaten Mexican food. I just said I've eaten it for like six straight meals. So
I bet you've had avocado.
I have had a lot of avocado. I've had
a healthy fat. Good for
Thank you. Thank you. So there's that. And then my final thing is, and I know that this is a time of year, especially if you live somewhere in the South where you're like, I'm not really interested in buying a new sweater cause we're kind of transitioning out of that now. But I bought this Chelsea 28 cowl neck sweater. I've put it on Fashion Friday a while back, but it's a shorter sweater, but not cropped. Like it gives you plenty of length. Like it probably hits at your hips maybe ish. So it's not, and you could kind of do the little front tuck with it if you wanted to do that.
Okay.
But it's super soft. It has a really pretty cowl neck. It has kind of these big like cuffed sleeves on it.
Cute.
And it's on sale right now for $28. And so I had bought a cream colored one that I love so much. And then I went back when I saw that they were really on sale, cause I think they were normally like 58 or maybe even more. And they had a maroon one that I've ordered for Aggie football and Aggie.
See the maroon.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just telling you, it is a really good, like really soft, like I could wear it as a sweatshirt kind of sweater. Like it's just a super soft material. It feels so cozy on. I feel like that neckline, that cowl neck is so pretty and it's so flattering.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's just a great sweater. And for $28, and I think it comes in like olive green and like kind of a brown color. It's got the maroon. I don't know what they have left, but it's a really, really good sweater.
It's longer based than what I expected based on what you said.
Yeah, it's definitely not. Yeah, like, I mean,
it's just not a tunic. Like, it doesn't necessarily cover your behind, but it's plenty long.
But to me, it's a flattering length because it kind of gives you some definition without being like a total, like, long tunic sweater. Because now I kind of feel like sometimes when I wear a tunic, I'm like, is that dated to have this long?
Right.
And, like, and I think for mine, and they do run oversized, like, I think normally I would want to get a medium, but like the small on me is like plenty big. Like, so I would say that it's true to size, if not probably size down. If you're in between, I would actually size down instead of sizing up.
It actually says on the Nordstrom website, it says runs large, order one size down.
It does run large. So, but it's just
very cute. Yeah, I like the pink.
Yeah. It's just a really, really good, comfortable sweater. So, and I really find like, I'll put it on with like a pair of my joggers and like wear it around just because it's super comfortable to have on.
Okay. That's high praise.
Yeah. So that's it. So those are my five favorites for the week.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, I always love sharing with the crowd. I did laugh because Trevor yesterday when Jamie was ordering her Elta MD and I said, oh, and then you need Living Proof dry shampoo. And Trevor was like, why do you come here? And for the next week, like we get so many more Amazon packages. And I was like, I'm sorry. Well, it's what I do. I'm sorry.
It's your ministry. I mean,
it is.
You can't hinder the Lord's work.
No.
So.
And you got to share with friends. That's if you find something good. I'm like, it's, you know, it says in the Bible, you got to share the good news. And I'm sure that some of that means Amazon.
I'm sure that's what that meant.
That's probably, I don't mean that I'm taking that out of context. I'm just saying you got to share the good news.
Well, we hope the rest of your spring break in Dallas is delightful.
Thank you. We're coming to the end of the road. I'm real sad. Tomorrow is going to be back to the real world, but we've got a lovely dinner party to look forward to tonight. I've got the Meghan Markle interview to look forward to tonight with friends. And yeah, so it should be, we'll have a good time.
We'll have the best time. And we will talk to y'all not just next Thursday, but we will talk to y'all again on Monday.
Yeah. And with a Patreon in between.
Oh, yeah. You're going to hear from us so much. It's going to be obnoxious. It's really what it's going to be. So lots of opportunities to hear from the two of us over the next week, as it turns out.
It might be like Gully says about people that are on social media too much. She always says, let us miss you. Why don't you disappear and let us miss you? So that may be where y'all are with us by this time next week, but
that's right.
Whatever.
Okay. Well, we'll talk to y'all soon.
All right. But bye, really everybody.
Soon. Bye, everybody.